We are dwarfs in the company of a giant.
You're experiencing a communication breakdown on WFMU.org.
And thus, you encounter one of our wonderful, meaningless American traditions, the tall tale conversation and tales and good nature.
I know that's some clever opening gambit to culminate in breaking my balls.
We never walk, we never talk, we never find the time.
Quiet, you.
To be close again. There it goes again. Communication breakdown.
I know who the fuck it is.
Communication breakdown.
Jesus fucking Christ, must I make you leave the room?
Too much concern for money to burn.
Shut up.
Too many things to do.
So just shut the fuck up and sit down.
Now you don't need me. And I don't need you.
Shut the fuck up.
Communication breakdown.
What the fuck's all that supposed to be?
Communication breakdown.
I gotta take a shit.
One by one, they now the leaves cling to the ground. Communication breakdown.
Shut up or I'll throw you out.
Communication breakdown.
You mock me, cocksucker.
Too much too soon.
I'm frustrated by the
too much too
soon.
Why don't you concentrate on the fucking task at hand?
They're hypocrite cocksucker.
I will.
It's a sad situation.
I'd like to too much worry.
For all the harm you did.
May we please have a conversation?
Communication breakdown.
Fuck yourself and don't act entitled.
Communication breakdown.
Judgment is upon you.
There it goes. Communication breakdown.
And fuck yourself and don't act entitled.
Communication breakdown.
I'd punch that cocksucker in the balls before I'd cup him for comfort.
When it's right, it's so right. When it's wrong, when it's gone, it's all gone. It's too late. Communication breakdown.
But I'm not a government official.
Communication breakdown.
You have to keep rubbing my fucking nose in.
I can tell that it's over now.
Murder me somebody.
Communication breakdown. Communication breakdown.
You're a keen fucking student of the human seed.
Oh, Jesus Christ, show me the secret grip that proves my regret and let's be about our fucking business.
I guess we could give it a fucking whirl.
If I have to come over there, I'll cut your fucking throat for you.
I don't you disarm me, you cocksucker.
Don't tell me we might be fucking getting somewhere.
What a delightful image to carry away with me.
Anything you want to tell us, Mr. T?
Avoid looking left as you exit. If idolatry offends you.
Jesus Christ, what am I doing? Jesus Christ, am I out of my fucking mind? Sitting down here in Studio B on a Saturday night, just after midnight, wondering if somebody is going to take the bait, if somebody's going to call. Communication breakdown. The phone number's been up on the web for a couple of days, 201-209-9368. But I sit here and 3 minutes have gone past without a single phone call. I might end up being a chump. This might all just be a fool's errand. Communication Breakdown is a podcast. You can get it at WFMU.org. My name is Chris T. Always willing to experiment. I may fall on my face. Who knows? We might have a triumph. You never can tell. Really? It's something new, this idea of putting a phone number on the internet and saying, call me, between midnight and 1 a.m. Now, I realize people have much better things to do than to call me. I realize you're out there and you're like, fuck that. I am home and I'm having a drink, or I've got a movie on, I'm hanging out with my girlfriend, my boyfriend, my wife, my husband. I'm watching the TV. Why should I pick up the phone and call Chris T on his stupid little podcast? Why should I waste my time? And I wish I had an answer for that. I wish I could say, you know, give you a compelling answer for that. But it's because I'm here. And I'm here and I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting to hear from you. That's why. Because I'm waiting. I'm just sitting here waiting. You know, it used to be during my program Aerial View that nothing would happen really until the 20-minute mark. I used to have to go 20 minutes before anyone would call in. And it may be the same thing here. Who knows? Maybe people are just rolling around to it now. But I tell you what, I am going to be shocked and surprised and amazed at whoever does call in. 201-209-9368. Communication breakdown. Ever since I've had this car, it's had a problem with this fucking seatbelt fastener thing. What the fuck do you call it? I don't know. This seatbelt thing. I've never had a car with a fucking seatbelt that worked properly. The Jeep, same fucking thing. Oh. It's 10 after 10. I'm driving over to WFMU. And I'm going to try taking phone calls tonight for a communication breakdown. I have no idea what to expect. I believe, part of me believes it could be a total failure. Who the fuck knows? But I want to get over there. I was at a lovely party in Elizabeth. But I could not stay. Because I want to be at the station by 11 p.m. I got some stuff to put together. And I'm going to do this communication breakdown in real time. It's an experiment. And the phone number has been out on the internet for a couple of days now. People can call 201. Oh my God, every fucking time I hit that same fucking pothole. Today, I got a brand new set of tires on the front of the car. Just got a fucking four-wheel alignment done. At the Sears in Jersey City. What a shithole.
Cocksucker.
$300. I bet I just knocked my fucking alignment out of whack.
Cocksucker.
With that one pothole. I'm Cocksucker. Driving east towards Cocksucker. Newark Cocksucker. Airport. I'm just south of the Cocksucker. Budweiser factory. Elizabeth, kind of on the border of Newark. And I'm going to try to get on 109 north and take it to Jersey City. Paulus Hook. I don't have any fucking keys. I lost another set of fucking keys. So when I get to the station, I'm going to have to, you know, talk the DJ into letting me in. I'm going to have to ring the bell like a supplicant. I fucking hate losing keys. And I lost this set of keys because of this fuck that was on a cell phone conversation who wouldn't shut up. On the bus, the number 126 bus. So this fucking guy is on this phone call that's obviously not going to end. He was on the phone at the Port Authority. He was standing behind me in line. And then he was on the phone when he got on the bus. And he was trying to talk while he's trying to jam the fucking dollar bills into the machine. I hate that most of all.
And then he sat there yammering away. And it was English, now that I recall. And he was talking about some kind of legal fucking deal or something. I don't know. It was turning my stomach. I finally had to pull out my little AM/FM radio with these little in-ear earphones that I have. And I jammed it into my ear holes. And I turned on some fucking classic rock station. And listened to some Yes or something. Just so I wouldn't have to listen to this yammering idiot. See, this is why people are buying iPods. They're not buying iPods because they want to walk around everywhere listening to music. They just don't want to hear other people's shit anymore. They're just tired of constantly being assaulted with other people's lives and their fucking psychodramas. People have become, because of cell phones, so narcissistic that they can't tell anymore when they're being bad, when they're being bad people, when they're being bad passengers on the bus. And it really burns my fucking ass. I'm headed for Pulaski Skyway, although I may take truck 1 and 9 into Jersey City.
Unless you want to sit down here and bust my fucking balls.
The new tires feel pretty good. The old tires felt like shit. I'm not sure they got the alignment right. Fucking Sears Automotive. God, there was another Mercedes 300D there at the Sears having something done on it. This lady was there. It turned out it was owned by this cute girl. I wanted to go say hello and talk to her about her car, but the mook that was waiting on me at the Sears, the fucking, this prick, he walks away, leaves me standing there at the counter, and then, you know, doesn't tell me where he's going or when he's going to be back. It's just like, what the fuck? I know, it sounds like I'm full of complaints, doesn't it? Tonight. The traffic's getting heavy up here, and I have to decide whether to head to the left and go over to Pulaski Skyway or take truck 1 and 9 down into some of the shitty parts of Jersey City. I think I'm going to go airborne. I think I'm going to go 1 and 9. Pulaski Skyway. I'm feeling a little goofy. What the fuck? I'm probably pissing this guy off with my last minute goddamn maneuver, but sorry, pal. I didn't make up my mind until just then. What's the matter? Can I decide later? Alright, we're on the Pulaski Skyway now, or the Pulaski Speedway, as I like to call it. In the left lane, and if things are correct, I'm doing about 60 miles an hour. Going over this fucker. I think I'll get out at Jackson Avenue, whatever that fucking cutoff thing is. I don't want to risk that there's a lot of traffic backed up at the entrance to the Holland Tunnel. I mean, this could be the time when everybody's deciding they want to go into Manhattan and do some disco dancing. Who the fuck knows? So I'm going to bail out and then take the back roads into Jersey City, sort of sneak up on the station. And I should be there by 11. I'm making good time, I must say. But, you know, as soon as you say that, you'll get clobbered. Things will come to a screeching halt with some stupid fuck who broke down in the left lane. Or I can't stand when I see shit like that. Can't you at least get the car off the roadway? Well, up here you can't. There's no shoulder on the Pulaski Skyway. There's nowhere to put a disabled vehicle. You gotta get towed off of this fucker. Pushed.
Here.
Yeah, now I feel like I'm right in the middle of a Sopranos episode. Here I am, way up in the air, all the twinkly lights of industrial New Jersey beneath me. There is the top of the Empire State Building off in the distance. Coming down into Jersey City. And here's my cutoff. And I think I'm going to take it. It's Broadway. I don't know what to do here. I don't want to go on Connolly Avenue. I want to go the way I know. I'm making good time. I'll be there by 11. It'll give me a full hour to prepare for this show, which, of course, probably won't be enough. I would really like to make a new opening for a communication breakdown, but I'm going to have to do that after the fact. That's going to have to happen after. That's going to have to happen after midnight, after 1 a.m. And I'm planning to go straight through marathon session to complete this thing and have it done by tomorrow. I know I'm out of my fucking mind. I'm not sure why I'm subjecting myself to all this. I know why. It's my fucking ego. I want you to listen to the show and enjoy it. I want you to like me. What can I say? Is that so wrong? Is that pathetic or something? I don't know. Maybe it is. Why should we have to examine it? There will come a day when I'll no longer do this fucking thing. So why not just enjoy it while it lasts? I don't want to get stressed out over this thing. I hate this light. This fucking light sucks. And this guy in front of me has got a fucking red, white, and blue magnetic ribbon on the trunk lid of his fucking Buick. Go, buddy. I'd like to pull you out of your car and beat your head against the curb. But I won't. I'll let society grind you down.
Glorified fucking monkey.
Holy moly, there's Jersey straight ahead. Jersey City, here I come, baby. I hate this person in front of me. This person is now my enemy because of the way he or she is driving. I don't know. What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, I'm gonna have to make that right turn at some point, right? Yeah.
Oh, murder me, someone!
Pray away then, moron, for all the harm you'll do.
Did you fucking hear me?
Yeah, I just farted, so what? Jesus Christ!
I'd punch that cocksucker in the balls before I'd cup him for comfort.
Shut the fuck up! You mock me, cocksucker? Jesus Christ, you're bad with your hand!
Avoid looking left as you exit if idolatry offends you.
Why ain't you among the circumcised?
As we'll be more often in each other's company, when given to utterance of that type, consider drinking.
I'm at Chris Columbus, and I feel like I should make a left. I think that's what I'm supposed to do. I don't know. This guy just blew that red light like nobody's business. Motherfucker. I'm glad I wasn't out in front of you. I'm glad I didn't get the jump on that light, you fucking explorer driving asshole.
Fucking cunt.
How many potholes is this sucker got?
You are a fucking cunt.
I seem to be going towards the right direction.
Let's get that cocksucker.
Anything you want to tell us, Mr. T?
Will you shut the fuck up?
Huzzah!
I'm talking to you, dimwit.
I wasn't listening.
Miserable, haughty cunt.
Have we a new pope?
That cocksucker.
you vile fucking lump!
May I go out to watch the bicycle?
Watch the earth yielding up its dead, so long as it's not near me.
I'm thirsty.
Lie on your back, take aim, and piss.
Frog-faced fuck.
Now that's fucking progress. He is a fucking cocksucker.
I should certainly fucking hope so.
I will lay you out as soon as look at you.
You are an ignorant cocksucker.
Don't fucking look around.
Forced him to a second victim more suitable to his cocksucker's purpose.
Shut up!
Would you kindly shut your fucking mouth?
What the fuck are you supposed to be?
Show me where the cocksucker's at.
But I did not fuck the horse. Fuck that horse.
But then they start to fucking mitigate.
Come on, you deadless cunts!
I ought to punch you in the fucking nose.
You have to keep rubbing my fucking nose in it?
I am asking you where the fuck he is!
The French can stay the fuck out of it. Those who doubt me can suck cock by choice. Those that doubt me suck cock by choice.
Pardon my French. Pardon my French. Pardon my French.
The French can stay the fuck out of it.
I have arrived at WFMU. I will go inside now.
The line just began.
WFMU.
You're in the middle of a communication breakdown. You're experiencing a communication breakdown on WFMU.org.
Yeah, I think this experiment is a complete and utter failure. It's now 12:31. There hasn't been a single phone call. To my utter embarrassment, I sit here. Maybe the phone system's not working. Maybe the thing wasn't switched over. I don't know. I have no way of checking. But it could also be that this is just a totally unworkable concept, in which case I'll just go back to the drawing board. What the hell? shit. Oh, I feel like I've been punched in the gut. I thought this idea. I thought it had a shot. I thought it had a chance. But no. I was just fooling myself, which I've been known to do.
Oh, 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 murder me, someone!
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hey, I'm calling. You know, you said you put up to call?
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. I've been sitting here beating myself up, saying what a jackass I've been.
What, no one's calling?
Thinking that somebody would call. You're the first person to call.
Seriously? Oh, man.
Yeah, how pathetic is that? That's pretty sad, I know.
Oh, that sucks. How many people download your show every week?
What the fuck's all that supposed to mean?
How many people download? The last
one. You don't have to say. I'm just
well, I think the last one there was about 80 people that downloaded it, and then a bunch of people that streamed it and listened to it, you know?
Oh, okay.
And,
oh, that's pretty good.
Have you heard the show? Have you heard Communication Breakdown?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've been, listener of, Aerial View. And,
right.
I've been listening to Communications Breakdown. I've emailed you a couple times.
You mock me, cocksucker.
What?
Do you mock me, cocksucker?
No.
I'm glad you were able to call in because I really was. I would have gone away very depressed if nobody at all had called. But you know,
that's really a shame.
Well, listen,
I'm glad I called too.
You know, I think it really. You need to be able to hear the program. You need to be able to hear it like on the internet or somewhere. I'm not sure that people are going to call in to a show they can't hear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. But we tried it. It's a noble experiment. It failed, but so what? I took a risk.
And yeah, I was curious whether it was because of my email or something.
You know, I should have pretended when you called. I should have said, "Could you hold, please? The phones are going crazy."
Yeah.
Hang on a second. I can't get to all the calls. Hold on.
I only have two hands.
The place is going nuts. I need some help. No, you're the only caller. What's your name?
Stu.
Stu?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling this failed fucking show.
Oh.
You can curse. It's a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Fuck. Fucking A.
Yeah. No. Cocksucker.
Cocksucker. You can say cocksucker. You can say shit. Scratch my balls. Whatever it is you want to say. No one's going to tell you. You can't say it. So take advantage of the unlimited freedom while you can.
Okay.
Yeah, the other concept I had, which I guess I never got around to really trying, was I asked people to send me their phone numbers, and I said I would call them, and I never did it, and I feel like a schmuck.
Well, I did that. I sent you my number.
I know you did, and I appreciate you sending the number, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. I couldn't bring myself to bother people that way, you know what I mean? Even though I had asked them, you know, I felt like I would be imposing, and it would be a little pathetic. You know what I mean? Like, can I call you?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So I've been trying to do other things with Communication Breakdown and try other things. And, you know, so this particular show, which is show number 4, will include a long passage of me in the car driving to the station on the Pulaski Skyway. And
that's always funny. I mean, the last couple times you've done that, it's always funny to see how irate you get while you're driving.
Well, it's always a good time in the car when you're driving around New Jersey. It's always a good time. And, or
oh,
if
yeah,
you're,
constantly.
Even if you're just trying to park and you're having to put up with some stupid fuck, you know. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it all. It makes me furious. I made a comment on the tape a moment ago about how I want to pull this one guy out of his car and beat his head against the curb, you know. But you overcome these things. You have to learn to talk yourself down and talk yourself off the ledge and, you know, so you don't engage in actual road rage. But you can have road rage in your head.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
There and call people.
Do you find you get more angry when you have other people in the car?
You are a fucking cunt. Fucking cunt.
No, I find that I try not to get as angry when I have other people in the car. I find that I get embarrassed. If I'm sitting there, because if I'm driving by myself, I go, you fucking idiot. But if I do that in front of somebody, especially like a woman, you know, women just do not go for that stuff at all. They just think that you're a psycho if you do that kind of stuff. You know, maybe my sister I would do that in front of. That's about it.
Yeah. I always feel more like I'm compelled to make conversation. So, like, you know, during the lulls in conversation, I'll you know, find some reason to be angry at someone who either cut me off or like passed in front of me and then real sped up, you know, really sped up, you know, in front of me or something.
Right, cut you off, did a Jersey sweep, that kind of thing. Exactly. Yes. And I you know, but I do vocalize in the car a lot. I do find myself talking to other drivers, and it's never good what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, I'm usually like, you fucking idiot, you retard, what the fuck's wrong with you? Stuff like that. And you don't want to do that in front of other people, because they'll just think that you have no self-control.
I guess.
Stu, you got a girl,
you,
Stu, yeah. You got a wife, you got a girlfriend, what do you got over there?
Oh, I don't got anybody.
That explains why you're calling me at 20 to 1 on a Saturday night.
Exactly, yeah.
Explains why I'm sitting here. That explains a lot.
Yeah. Well, I got back from a movie. I went to a movie with some friends.
What'd you see?
Mind Hunters.
Oh my God, that sounds like a relentless piece of crap. Was it?
Yeah. Well, it's funny. They actually they held it off. They filmed it in like 2001.
You're
and they
kidding.
Didn't release it until now. It was that shitty.
Is it Rennie Harlan? Is that who directed that piece of crap?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same director of Deep Blue Sea.
Well, he's put out nothing but shit ever since then, though. And I don't know. Did he ever put out a good movie? Wait a minute. The second Die Hard movie wasn't that bad.
No. But it was definitely the weakest of the trilogy, I thought.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first one, the classic, and I liked the third one with Sam Jackson.
Oh, it's the second one that's got Sam Jackson. Is it Die Hard with a Vengeance? Is that the one with Sam Jackson? Which I forget.
Yeah, that's the third one.
Oh, the third one. Who directed that? Wasn't Rennie Harlan?
No, Harlan directed the second one. You were right. But yeah. That was the one with the airport.
I don't know if I remember the one with the airport. I try to block those films out.
That's a good idea.
So I want to thank you for being the first and the only caller during this failed
the only caller so far.
Experiment. What was that?
The only caller so far.
The first and only caller. The only caller so far. I feel like I should cut this experiment short, because if I have to sit here another 20 minutes waiting for another phone call, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, Stu?
It's so insane.
I should have some dignity, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel I should have some semblance of dignity and say, okay, well, you know what? It didn't work. Stu called. That's about it. But, you know, I don't mean to belittle you, Stu, or make you feel bad that you were the only
person. I'm just the only schmuck that have anything else to do, aside from you.
Right, exactly. That explains a lot. But I feel like it's a special call, because now I can emphasize that it was only Stu.
Oh, yeah.
Only Stu! How does the rest of that go?
I don't know.
Thanks, Stu, for calling. And listen, what are you doing with the rest of your evening? You got some porn? What do you got over there?
I was going to get stoned and watch the Clone Wars DVD thing. You know, the cartoon that was on Cartoon Network?
Clone Wars. What's,
yeah.
Is that like a Star Wars thing? Or?
Yeah, it's sad. I know. I don't know.
Well, listen, it's you have a goal, so that's good. You should have a goal in life, and that's your goal for tonight.
That's my goal for tonight.
Thank you, Stu.
No problem.
Thanks for calling. 201-209-9368. Look at me. I'm saying the phone number like I expect people are going to actually hear it and call, and someone besides Stu.
Fuck yourself and don't act entitled. Fuck yourself. Correct. And fuck yourself and don't act entitled to answers.
I am a sinner who does not expect forgiveness. But I am not a government official.
Cocksucker. Are you a cunt-driven near maniac or stalwart, driven by principle? The many cannot tell, for you yourself are so fucking confused.
As much as you can, please minimize your obscenities.
Shit or get off the chamber pot.
You pie-faced cocksucker. Shut up, you son of a bitch.
This whole place smells like shit.
Fucking cunt. You are a fucking cunt.
Let's get that cocksucker.
We are dwarfs in the company of a giant.
WFMU. You're experiencing a communication breakdown on WFMU.org.
Communication Breakdown on WFMU.org is a podcast that's available every 2 weeks. My name is Chris T. I'll try anything once. I tried tonight to have people call in, and what happened? I got Stu. Thank you, Stu, for calling in. And don't feel bad when I say you're just not enough. You're just not enough to make this work. This concept is not going to work if it's just Stu. And so far, that's what it looks like. Just Stu. So I might as well play a dirty song.
Sucker.
What'd she say to you when you saw
her? I don't just make love. I be smoking.
That's the fucking truth.
That's what I be doing. I be smoking. I smoke it to the east, and I smoke it to the west. I smoke it to the woman that I love the best. I be smoking.
But I did not fuck the horse. Fuck that horse.
Let me ask you something. What time of the day do you like to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast? Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on a couch? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car? I remember one time I made love on the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I said, I'm smoking.
Cocksucker.
I be smoking.
Cocksucker.
I smoke it to the east, and I smoke it to the west. I smoke it to the woman that I love the best. I be smoking.
Too fucking true.
Let me ask you something. How long has it been since you made love? Huh? Did you make love yesterday? Did you make love last week? Did you make love last year? Or maybe it might be that you're planning on making love tonight.
Bizarre.
But just remember, when you start making love,
shut
you
up.
Make it hard, long, soft, short, and be stroking.
Shut up.
I be stroking.
Shut up or I'll throw you out.
I stroke it.
Shut up.
East, and
shut
I stroke it to the west.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up or I'll throw you out. What the fuck is this?
Now when I start making love to my woman, I don't stop until I know she's sexy fine. And I can always tell when she gets sexy fine. Because when she gets sexy fine, she start calling my name. She said, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. Shit, plans come. The other night I was stroking my woman, and it got so good to her. You know what she told me? Let me tell you what she told me. She said, "Stroke it, Clarence Carter, but don't stroke so fast. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it up my. Oh, I be stroking.
Yeah, I just farted so well."
Smells like shit.
Oh, yeah, that'll about wrap it up for me. What the fuck? I'm out of time over here. I don't know. It's been almost a complete fucking hour. We might as well go to a fucking hour. Maybe I'll play another song. How's about that? You want to hear another one? Yes, make it dirty, please. Why not? Sure, yes.
Started to teeth. I'm that song that you play all the time, but you're never meant to be, and just a sucker for my line. I'm that song that you breathe in your sleep. I'm that creep that'll make you weep. I'm that tune that's a flame to the spoon. Never kick me, baby, till they atomize the moon.
Try.
Dear Lord, that'll do it for another installment of Communication Breakdown, and we tried something this time out. I tried to do the show in real time, open up the phones, and it failed miserably. It was a miserable fucking failure. So now I go back to the drawing board, and I continue doing the show the way I've been doing it. Fuck this phone call stuff. Although I do think if I can stream the program and you could hear it in real time, I think that would require some fucking skill.
Ooh, some fucking skill. I'm sure people are trying to bribe you right and left.
Communication Breakdown returns in 2 weeks.
So just shut the fuck up and sit down.
These interests coming after us, they're fucking rough. They're going after our nuts. They're hypocrite cocksuckers. And the fucking lying tactics and instruments they use to fuck people up the ass can be turned against them.